I thank God that there's nothing that can take away our salvation.
Nothing. Amen.
Amen. You saved and you know it. Amen. Clap your hands.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God.
Amen.
I was just kidding. Amen. But we are very, very happy today and thankful because, listen, there's nothing that we could ever do to get out of our sin. Amen. But God paid the price through His Son, and we're grateful today. Amen. Amen. And God has a word for us today. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. And we're going to read a few verses of Scripture there in Matthew 28. We're going to start at verse number 1. Matthew 28, starting at verse 1. And then we're going to read down to verse number 6. Amen. In Matthew 28, verses 1 through 6. Amen. The Word of God reads this way. It says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay."
Amen.
Amen. We'll stop right there. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you again, God. We can't thank you enough on today. And Father, you are so good. And Father, we give you praise now, God, for your word. Because, Father, we're believing by faith that you shall speak unto us a word of life, a word of encouragement, a word of strength, a word that we need right now, a word of healing and deliverance. And so, Father, we yield to you now.
Yes.
And, Father, we ask you to have your way in this place. We submit to your will. We submit to your spirit. And, God, we ask you to move freely in us, among us, through us, O God, around us, O Father, upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, have your way right now. Make deposits that we need. Strengthen us where we are weak, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift us up where we are down. And Father God, open our eyes that we may see and receive the revelation that you have for us today. We thank you, God, for your word.
Yes.
Father, you said we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So speak now, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for enlightening us and giving us, O God, the victory on today.
Yes.
Through your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 So, Matthew 28, verses 1 through 6. I'd like to read verse 6 again. The angel speaking unto the women who came to the sepulchre that early, early morning. Amen. It said it was just as it was beginning to dawn. And they came and they saw a sight, amen, the stone to the tomb was rolled away. And the angel was sitting on top of that stone,
amen.
And the angel spoke unto them and he said, "Don't fear. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. But he is not here," it says in verse 6. "For he is risen as he said."
Yes.
Amen. The New International Version says, "just as he said."
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Yes.
You know, a couple of weeks ago I asked God, I said, you know, I wanted to know, I said, "Well, what do you want to say on Easter Sunday?" And right away, I heard in my spirit, he said, "Tell him I kept my promise."
Okay.
Amen. I kept my promise. And how many of you know Jesus kept his promise?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He made so many promises through his word, but he kept them all. And here he made a promise that regarding his death and his burial, he made a promise. He said, on the third day, I will rise again. Amen.
Amen.
And he kept that promise. And that's good news for us. Mm-hmm. Because as we go through this life and we deal with the ups and the downs, the challenges and the issues that we have, there's a promise that Jesus has made that covers whatever we're in. And here we got to understand that when it comes to Jesus saying, I will rise again, I don't know if there was anything greater than that.
Amen.
Amen. I know Jesus healed a lot of people. I know Jesus touched a lot of people. I know Jesus taught a lot of people. But to overcome death, as First Lady said, amen, the death is the last enemy. And to overcome that, amen, means that everything else is overcome even the more, amen. And so when the Lord said, tell them I kept my promise, amen, and he said, and tell it to them strong, because we need to know that we are the beneficiaries of promises that are kept, amen, and not promises that are going to be kept. Jesus didn't say, I will keep my promise. Amen. He said unto us, I kept my promise. Amen. And so that's something we're going to take some encouragement from today. And as I think about that, amen, we're going to look at words that Jesus spoke unto us. Amen. Through his word. Because I heard a preacher say on this week, amen, he said, red words win. Amen. I like that, amen. Red words win. Amen. See, because the word Jesus speaks, amen, in the Bible, they're in red, amen. And red words win. Amen. And you know, this world always wants to tell us things like, you know, things, we can't do it. You can't get into this school. Your grades aren't good enough. Your SAT score is not good enough. Look at it right here. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Amen. People like to show you it's in black and white. But don't show me something black and white. Why? Because red words win. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. My doctor's report is in black and white. My credit report is in black and white. Amen. All these other things are in black and white. But we as people of God don't pause at that. Why? Because red words win. And so we want to look at some red words today. Amen. 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 Because these are the promises of Jesus. And so our title today is Jesus Kept His Promise. Amen. He made a promise that he was going to be crucified and he would rise again.
Yes.
Amen. He said it. You know, early on in the book of John, chapter 2, he said to the Jewish leaders, he said, if you destroy this temple, he said, in 3 days I will raise it up. They used those words against him when he was hanging on the cross because they thought he was talking about the physical temple where they worship. But he was talking about his body. Amen. But he made that promise, and he kept it, amen. And when he kept it, he made it plain, amen, that no one took his life.
Yeah.
Right? Jesus said, no man takes my life. He said, I lay it down of myself, and I will take it up again. He said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Yeah. And so when he died on that cross, when the tomb was empty, when the women came and the rest of the disciples came and they saw that empty tomb, it was proof positive that Jesus kept his promise.
Yeah.
Amen. They buried him, amen, but he took his life back up again. And he told the disciples that. He said, they're going to turn me over to the chief priests. They're going to scourge me. They're going to mock me. I'm going to be crucified. But he said, on the third day, I shall rise. And see, I love Jesus because it doesn't matter how hard something is, he's going to speak to it anyway.
Amen.
Amen. And he kept his promise, right? Because on this third day, they came rushing to the tomb. And they found that tomb to be empty. It's funny how Christians, we celebrate things that aren't there. Right? And that's why the world gets on us, amen? Because, see, we celebrate a God who's invisible.
Yeah.
You can't see him with the naked eye. We celebrate a tomb that doesn't have a body in it.
Amen?
Amen? But, see, it's part of our faith walk, amen? Because, see, we walk by faith and not by sight. And when that tomb was empty, those who believe understood that the Lord kept his promise, and that filled them with hope because they understood something. If that promise is kept, amen, then all the other promises are kept.
Yes.
Not will be kept, amen, but they're kept, amen. Jesus promised, he promised eternal life, amen. We know that. In John 3:16, it said, God so loved the world. That he did what? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, how many whosoevers are in here, amen? I'm a whosoever, amen? I don't have to be special, I'm a whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a promise that Jesus made, amen? And so when I came and I gave my life to Christ, I did it on the basis of a promise that he made. He said, if I would do that, I would have everlasting life. Amen. If I would just believe on him. And Jesus kept his promise. I stand here today, you sit there today, and you're saved. Amen. You have everlasting life. And you can know for sure that you have it. Why? Because Jesus kept his promise. Amen. You can know that for surety. You can know where you're going. You know what your destination is. You know that this life is not all that you have. This life here on earth, it's not it. Amen. There is more in store for you. Why? Because Jesus kept his promise.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus kept his promise. He said that, you know, he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. He said, I give unto them eternal life, that they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Once Jesus got a hold of you, amen, nobody can take you out of his hand.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Your salvation is assured. Why? Because Jesus said so. That's a promise he made. Some people want to, oh, you're going to, you know what? You used to be saved. I don't know about that, amen. No man can pluck you out of Jesus' hand. I don't know about you jumping out. But if you want to be saved, amen, then you're saved, amen. Amen. Jesus said, everyone that sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. He said, and I will raise them up at that last day. So even the people who die, amen, in this life, but they die in Christ, Jesus had a promise, amen. I'm going to raise you up in that last day.
Amen.
Amen. The scriptures even say that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. When that great trump sounds. How many of you glad that this is not all there is?
Amen.
Huh? This is not all there is. This life has some pain and some sorrow and some suffering. Jesus even promised that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. But this is not all that it is. Amen. There is life after this. You remember when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead and Martha was upset and Jesus spoke to her and he said what? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He said, he that believed in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yes.
Amen. And then he said, whoso lives and believes in me shall never die.
Amen.
Amen. That's a promise that Jesus has made. He has promised us eternal life. And he said this. He said, because I live, you shall live also.
Amen.
Amen. And so we are thankful today, amen, that Jesus kept his promise. He got up out of that tomb.
Yes.
And all the promises he made prior to that about our eternal life, that we would believe in him.
Yes.
That promise is kept for you and me today.
Yes.
Amen. I want you to know something and be happy about this too, because see, some people say, yeah, that's all the great by and by, but I got some issues right now in my life. But Jesus has spoken to our issues right now.
Yeah.
Amen. He's made promises. If you look in the Word, he made promises for us in our lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, for example, promised to give us peace.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not like the world gives it. I give you my peace. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Yes.
Anybody here ever need some peace sometime? Amen.
Yes.
And he said, and the New Living Translation says, peace of heart and peace of mind. Amen. That's a promise Jesus made. I give you peace. Amen. And if Jesus made that promise, guess what? He kept it. Amen. And so the next time you find yourself getting all some, you know, a little bit anxious and running around and your mind's running 1,000 miles a minute. You ever been there? Your mind just going and you got so many things. Jesus said, remember the promise. I give you peace. Amen? I give you peace. And that's a promise that he made, and Jesus kept that promise. Peace is here now for the taking. And all the promises, we got to say this at the outset, amen, so that we understand this. You know that when Jesus was on that cross, one of his last words was, it is finished. That's what he said. He said, it is finished. And when he said, it is finished, you know what he meant? He said, not only was his work on the cross finished, but I believe Jesus was also saying that Satan's dominion and tormenting of God's people was now over.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Yes.
And it's over on the basis of the promises that God made through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the challenge for us is not to go to Jesus and ask him to keep his promise. As he said, tell my people I kept my promise. So it's not for him to say, Lord, you said, and ask him to keep what's already kept. It's up to us to lay hold of what's already kept. Amen? It's up to us to have enough faith to say, wait a minute now. Jesus said, I have peace. He left me some peace. I need to lay hold of my peace. Amen? It's up to us to say he kept his promise. If he got out of that tomb, then every other promise that he made is kept.
Yes.
And it's up to me to lay hold of that promise and stop waiting for it to come into my life.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. And so we have peace. You have peace available unto you. Amen. We have comfort available unto us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said that in John chapter 14, verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody ever need some comfort?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's times we go through some things and we need somebody to comfort us.
Amen.
But here's some good news. Jesus made a promise. He said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Amen.
Amen. I will come to you. You ever been sad? Anybody ever been sad? Well, Jesus made a promise. He said, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus made that promise. He kept his promise. Jesus also made a promise unto us, amen, to give us rest. Right? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen?
Yes.
He said, come unto me, those who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so we love Jesus because he kept these promises. Right now in this world we live in, we got all this stuff going on, and Jesus yet promises us peace. He promises us comfort. He promises us rest. And I want you to know today, Jesus kept his promise. And so if you're running around and you need some rest, Jesus already provided it for you. Amen. If you need some peace in your heart and in your mind, Jesus has already provided that for you. Amen. If you need some comfort in your heart because you're going through some things, Jesus has already provided that for you. Now it's up to you to say, I'm going to lay hold of it by faith. Amen. I'm going to take what Jesus has given unto me through his life and through his death and through his resurrection. Amen. Because it's more than we can just say, oh, I'm saved. Amen. Salvation has so much to it. Amen. It has so many promises that God made through Jesus Christ, and each and every one of them is kept.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus promised that he would heal us too, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That's right.
Jesus walked around the whole earth healing people, saying, it's the will of the Father who that you be healed. Amen. He said, I do the will of the Father. And what did Jesus walk around doing? Healing people. He healed people of diseases. He healed people of afflictions. He healed people of fevers. Amen. He healed paralyzed people. He healed deaf people. He healed blind people. He healed people who couldn't talk. He healed people, amen, who were possessed in their mind. He healed people who had leprosy. He healed all kinds of things, amen. He healed withered hands.
Yes. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Jesus went around healing, amen.
Amen.
But see, He even said, amen, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said that God had anointed him to heal the brokenhearted. He even heals the brokenhearted, amen. The song said, what becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, if you are a disciple of God, you get healed, amen. Because Jesus said, I will heal you. Amen. I heal the brokenhearted. He says he preaches deliverance to the captive. Those who are in bondage, Jesus said, I will preach deliverance unto you. He said, the recovering of the sight to blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus made this promise, and this is right after he came out of the wilderness. He was just, that might have been his first. His first message, amen, he stood up in the synagogue and said, this is what I do. He made this promise of healing and of deliverance unto us. And how many of you know that those promises have been fulfilled, amen?
Yes.
Healing is available today unto us, amen? Healing is available. Deliverance is available.
Amen.
Jesus said nothing would have to keep us in bondage. He said, if you're his disciple, you'll know the truth, and the truth will do what? Make you free. Free from what? Free from anything that's trying to keep you in bondage. Amen. It will make you free. Free from sickness. Free from disease. Free from pain. Free from lack. Free from fear. Free from torment. That we would be made free in Jesus. He made that promise. And then he said this. And who the Son makes free is free indeed. Amen. And listen. This is real. Amen. Jesus made that promise, and I'm telling you today, he kept it. When you look at that empty tomb, he said, yep, that promise is kept too, amen. That I'm free. Right now, you don't have to be tormented or bonded by anything. Glory to God. Somebody needs it. Maybe I need that one today, amen. You don't have to be tormented by anything today. Why? Because Jesus says, I've come to heal you. I've come to deliver you. I've come to make you free. I've come to give you peace. I've come to give you rest. I've come to give you comfort. Amen. He made those promises, and those promises have been kept.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. I want to tell you some other promises Jesus made. You got time for a few more?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus promises presence and his guidance. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He said, he promised his presence and guidance. He told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, he said, I will be with you until the end of the world. Come on, somebody. That means Jesus never leaving you, amen.
Amen.
He's never leaving you. He said, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. That's a promise he made, amen. And so don't you ever let the devil try to trick you into believing you all alone. The devil's a liar, amen. How can you be all alone when Jesus promised to be with you, what? Always. Amen. He said, I'll be with you always. It's good, you know, that we also try to keep our heart clean and our mind clean, because Jesus said that, he said that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen.
Amen.
Make promise that you're going to see me. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be there. But not only be there, he says, I'm also going to show myself unto you. Amen. I'll show myself unto you. And it don't take a whole lot of people. How many of you glad about that? I know I am.
Amen.
Because he said if two or three are gathered together in my name. What? There I'll be in the midst of them.
Amen.
So he promised us his presence. So, you know, you can just get together with somebody else who believes in Jesus. Amen. And you got the biggest problem in the world. You got all kinds of things. But you can be convinced that Jesus will come on the scene with just you two or three who are gathered together in his name. That's a promise from the Lord. But he also said, I'm going to guide you. Amen. I'm going to guide you. Bible said that the sheep. We are God's people and the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Amen. And Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And he promised us. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. They will know my voice. And they will follow my voice.
Yes.
And the voice of a stranger they won't follow. Amen. When you read in John 10, he makes those promises that we will hear his voice, that we will know his voice, and that we will follow his voice.
Yeah.
I've had people say to me plenty of times, amen, you really think people can hear from God? God's people can.
Amen.
Amen. God's people can. Why? Because Jesus made that promise. He said, you will hear my voice. Don't you ever believe for a minute you can't hear from God.
That's right.
That's a lie from the devil, amen. You can hear from God. Why? Because Jesus promised it, amen. And Jesus kept his promise. You can hear from God. You can know the voice of Jesus, and you can also obey. Don't let the devil tell you you can't obey, because that's too hard. You can follow the voice of the Lord, amen. That's a promise that Jesus made. Jesus has kept his promise.
Yes.
Amen. And so we are so grateful. We got this present. I'm not going to leave you. Amen. I'm not going to leave you. Just get two or three of you together. If you come in my name, I'm going to be right there with you. Glory to God. Amen. And then he said, and then I can speak unto you, and you'll hear me, and you'll know me, and you'll follow my voice.
That's right.
And then he said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And he's going to guide you into all truth. Amen. So we got all kinds of guidance. How many of you know you don't have to walk around in darkness and confusion, not knowing where to turn, what to do, what decision to make, what decision not to make?
That's right.
Amen. He said, I give you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who will speak unto you that which he hears. And he will guide you into what? All truth. And then he says something even more wonderful. He said, he will tell you of things to come. Oh, glory to God. That's a promise that Jesus made. That goes, oh, come on, somebody. You go, we walk around saying, I don't know what to do.
Yep.
But Jesus made a promise. I will give you the Holy Spirit. He'll guide you into all truth. Isn't it good to know you and I don't have to be ever deceived again by something that's not true?
Amen.
That we don't have to be deceived by the trick of the enemy, by a lie from this one or that one, somebody trying to mislead us. Mm-hmm. Amen. That because if we follow the Holy Spirit, he will guide us into all truth. No, don't go with him. No, don't listen to her. Amen. No, don't you listen to yourself right there. Amen. Because you fooling yourself. I need you to go this way. I'm guiding you into the truth.
Jesus.
Amen. And then he said that the Holy Spirit will tell us things to come.
Yeah. Jesus.
I know a lot of people don't accept that one, but Jesus made that promise.
Yeah.
That the Holy Spirit will show us things to come.
That's right.
Mm. That means you don't have to go, I don't know what's going to happen. You should know already if you're going to get that job.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit will show you who's going to be faithful. He'll show you who's going to be by your side. He'll say, no, don't go with that one, because he's going to leave you when things get a little hot and tight in the kitchen. He's going to leave you. Amen. He's going, hey, I'll be right by your side. I'll be your partner. You go, And you go, I know something about you. Amen. Holy Spirit, show me something about you. You don't have to tell him, but you'll know that inside. Amen. Why? Because the Spirit of God will show you things. So God has promised that, Jesus has promised that, I'll give you my presence. I'm going to be with you always, even until the end of the world. Just get two or three together, I'll be right there with you.
Right.
I'm going to guide you, amen, because you're going to hear my voice, know my voice, follow my voice. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and he's going to lead you into all truth.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Don't you ever think that right now you're walking around, I don't know what to do. You can always know what to do, amen, because you and I have a faithful shepherd, amen. We have a good shepherd, a faithful shepherd, who promised us that he will be there with us and that he will guide us. And I'm telling you now, Jesus has kept his promise. So listen, you need some guidance today? You got it, amen. You need some direction today? You have it.
Amen.
Amen. You have it. Why? Because Jesus got out of that tomb. And he kept that promise. And guess what? He kept this promise and these promises about his presence and his guidance. Is that good news?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus also made a promise that you're going to have some power.
Yes.
Hmm? He made a promise. Amen. You will have power. He said it. He said, first of all, he said, especially in this world, and then people are always talking about, you can't do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's impossible. You can't do that. Nobody in your family ever went to college. You can't go.
Wow.
Amen. You can't start that business.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't move out to the West Coast. You don't know anybody out there. But Jesus said, all things are possible with God.
Yes.
Amen. And then he said, all things are possible to them that believe. He made that promise. So what do you say now? Amen. If you're about to face something and somebody's whispering in your ear that you can't do this, you should lean on the promise of Jesus, the promise that he's kept.
Yes.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
And you have to make up in your mind whether or not you are going to believe. Amen. But he said, all things are possible. Why? Because you got that power on the inside of you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and see things come to pass. All things are possible. He said, you got so much power, he said, that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Did he say that? And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So no, we need to bind inflation. We need to bind high gas prices. Come on, somebody. We need to bind some stuff on here on earth. Amen. And then we need to lose some stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lose some joy. Lose some strength. Lose some things in the earth realm. Amen. That you need. But did he say that or did he not?
He said it.
And do we believe it or do we not? Do red words really win or do they not? Amen. And if they win, then we say that's a promise that's kept. Just as much as he kept the promise about rising from the dead, the promise that we can bind some stuff on earth is kept. He even said if two of us just got together and we agreed on anything touching on earth, he said we gave it from his Father. Do we believe that? Is that a promise that has been kept?
Amen.
I believe it's kept. He said if you ask anything in my name, amen. You ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Do we believe that?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Now, we got to ask according to the will of God. We understand that. Amen. So don't go asking for some other stuff. But Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. That's a promise that has been kept.
Amen.
Why do we walk around and fretting and fussing? There's no need if we know that Jesus kept his promise. Amen. Amen. We have power. He said, I'll give you that power. I'll give you power to speak to a mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea. Amen. I give you power, amen, to tell that mountain, get on up out of here. If you believe what you say, you will have whatsoever you say. Amen. Believe that you receive when you pray, and you will have whatever you ask for. He made that promise. You believe that?
Amen.
He said, listen, he told his disciples, he said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over. He said, I've given you power, all power over the enemy. Huh?
Lord.
I've given you power over all the enemy. Come on, somebody. We always talk about the devil doing this and the devil doing that. But Jesus said, I've given you power over all the enemy.
Yes.
That's a promise. Do you believe that?
Yes.
We have to believe that because when Jesus rose from the dead, he said something very important to his disciples. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Think about that for a moment. All power. What does all mean? All means all.
Amen.
And all means nothing's left.
That's right.
And so if Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, what power does Satan have over us? Amen. Amen. That's a promise. But then Jesus is so wonderful. He says, I'm giving you some of my power. Amen. I'm giving you power over all the enemy. I'm giving you some of my power. The works I do, what did he say? You shall do also. How? Because you're going to have some of my power. Amen. And not only that, you're going to do what? Greater works than these. Amen. And how are you going to do it? Because you receive the Holy Ghost. After you receive the Holy Ghost, amen, you shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Who said that? Jesus. Right before he ascended, amen, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So here Jesus making all these promises. He promises us rest. He promises us comfort. He promises us peace. He promises us his presence. He promises us his guidance. He promises us healing and deliverance. And he promises us power.
Yes.
And all these promises are kept. We need to be excited today.
Amen.
We need to be excited today that Jesus rose from that grave, because what that signifies is that it really is finished. All these promises are sealed. They're done.
Amen.
The Bible says that God's word is forever settled in heaven. The question is, are they going to be settled in our hearts?
Wow.
Amen. I got a couple more for you, amen, if you can take it. Because Jesus also made some promises. He said, our needs will be met. Anybody here got some needs?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus made promises, and he made some that are so simple that I think we overlooked them. Jesus said things like, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. That's what he said, amen. Well, he said, ask. If you ask, you can get your needs met, amen. Jesus said that he's the bread of life. He said, you come unto me, you won't hunger or thirst. So spiritually, he'll meet our needs, amen. He said, we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled.
Yeah.
Those are the promises he made. So spiritually, we can be strong. Every one of our spiritual needs met through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But Jesus also said he'll meet our physical needs too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he was talking about those. He said, don't worry about your house. Don't worry about your car. He didn't say car. But, you know, he'd be saying that today, amen.
Yeah.
But he didn't say, don't worry about where you live. Don't worry about clothes. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about drink. Didn't he? What he said? He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these physical things will be added unto you. He made a promise of how our needs will be met. Put God first. If you put God first, Jesus said all your needs will be met. Does Jesus keep his promises?
He does.
Amen. Does he keep his promises? Then I want you to know, amen, put God first in your life and watch Jesus keep that promise in your life.
Amen.
Every need of yours will be met. He made promises, amen. You want your needs met, then you put God first. Put him first. Seek God first. Look after him first. Advance the kingdom of God first.
Yeah.
And then all these things that you need. Clothes, you got it. Huh? House, you got it. Food on your table, you got it, amen. That's a promise that comes from Jesus Christ, amen. He made that promise and he kept it. I live in proof. I know that promise is true,
amen.
There's a whole lot of these promises I'm going on. I say, I know that one's true. I know that one's true. I know that one's true too. But I want you to know something. All of them are true. Because Jesus said it, amen. He told you, if you give,
it'll come back to you.
How? A little bit? No. Good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. That sounds like you're going to have your needs met, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Something come running over, you're going to have your needs met. Get your hands out your pocket. Unclench your fist.
Amen.
And let it go, amen.
Amen.
Give it unto somebody, amen. Not just money, but time and energy and talents and resources and kindness. Give, Jesus said, and it will come back to you. Your needs will be met according to what you give. Jesus said that it will happen. Jesus even said that if you would give right and pray right and fast right, he said your Father which seeth in secret will reward you openly. Is that what he said?
He
talked about fathers giving reward. When the last time somebody said to you, I'm going to give you a reward?
Wow.
I didn't hear that. I don't hear those words in the natural. Nobody ever in the natural said, I'm going to reward. I shouldn't say nobody. Maybe when I was a kid, maybe my mom said she was going to reward me with a cookie if I clean up my room or something. Amen. But I haven't heard those words in a long time. I'm going to reward you. But how many of you know God is saying that to us every day? Because Jesus made a promise. If you have the right heart when you give, if you have the right heart when you pray, if you have the right heart when you fast, and you do it in secret, not trying to get other people's approval.
Jesus.
He said, your Father which seeth in secret shall reward you how? Openly. Amen. That sounds like needs, man.
Amen.
But the most wonderful one I love is John 10 and 10. He said, the thief come not but to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen. That you might have life to the full till it overflows. Amen. He said, I'm going to overflow your cup. Jesus made that promise to us. That promise is kept. So we see then, amen, that Jesus, he made a promise. He said, listen, you tear down this body, you tear down this temple, I'm going to raise it up again in 3 days. Amen. I'm going to be in the belly, in the heart of the earth, the same way that Jonah was in the belly of that great fish for 3 days and three nights. But I'm getting up again. Amen. I'm going to be turned over. I'm going to be scourged. I'm going to be mocked. I'm going to be crucified. But on the third day, I'm going to rise again. And when they came to the tomb, guess what they found out? He kept his promise. Look at that. Amen. And as we look in the empty tomb today on Easter Sunday, we can say he kept that promise than all the other promises. He of eternal life, kept. Amen. Of rest and peace and comfort, we got it. Of healing and deliverance, we got it. Of his presence and guidance, we got it. Amen. Of his power and might, of our needs being met, we got it.
Amen.
Jesus also made another promise. You know what he said? I'm coming back.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. And you better believe that promise is going to be kept too. Amen. I'm coming back. Amen. He said, my Father's house, there are many mansions. Amen. He said, I go and prepare a place for you that is so I can receive you to myself. But he said, I'm coming back.
Amen.
I'm coming back that I might receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back on a cloud. Amen. He said, I'm coming back on a cloud with power and great glory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. You know, and if he said it, he's going to keep that promise. In fact, that promise is already kept. It just hasn't been manifested yet. Amen. But that day is coming. Amen. That day is coming. But you know what? We need to be ready. Because he said, no man knows the day or the hour. So how should we live? We should live this life any day. Amen. Any hour. I mean, you know, you can walk out there now. Amen. And here it comes. Amen. How do you know? Because you got plans for tomorrow. So you think he can't be coming back? Amen. He can't come back. I'm going on vacation next week. Well, I hope you know him, amen, so you're going on the right vacation.
Amen.
Amen. Because he said, here's the other thing. Not only did he say he's coming back, but he also made a promise of this. There's only one way to the Father.
That's it.
He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me.
By me.
Amen. That's a promise, too, that's going to be kept. And I think some people need to realize that. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. You need to realize that. Amen. That he's going to keep, that's a promise that is kept, too. He talked about those 10 virgins, amen. And 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 had oil, 5 didn't have any oil. And one of the 5 didn't have any oil, tried to get the oil from those who were wise.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, you know, you can't live on somebody else's oil, amen. You can't live, you better have your own oil.
That's right.
Amen. And they said, no, you go get your own oil. And the power went on. They said, they went and got their own oil. And then the 5 wise virgins went with the bridegroom. And he closed the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5 foolish ones came around later on and said, let us in. And he said, I tell you what. He said, I say unto you, I know you not. And then Jesus said, therefore, understand, nobody know the hour when the Son of Man coming.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody know the day. Nobody know the hour. But Jesus said, I'm coming back. And he said, the only way you're going to get to the Father is by me. Now, you can try to be good, and you can try to do great works, and you can try to prophesy. Jesus even spoke about that. He said, many are going to prophesy in my name. Many are going to do wonderful works. Many are going to cast out demons. They're going to come knocking and say, Lord, Lord, let me in. He's going to say, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. That's a promise too.
That's
right. So listen, if there's somebody in your life, somebody you know, and somebody one of these days find this CD somewhere, and if we're still here, get your life together now.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's a promise of God. Nobody knows when Jesus is coming back. Amen. But when he comes back, if you ain't right, amen, you ain't getting in.
Amen.
And none of your good works. He made a promise. Your good works are not going to be good enough.
Amen.
So we celebrate today, amen. Why? Because we already made that choice, amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise be unto God. And I'm celebrating today too because you know what I believe in my spirit? That there's going to be thousands upon thousands of people who are going to make that choice today.
Amen.
Amen. That there's going to be thousands upon thousands of people who are going to say, you know what? I want to be a partaker of these promises that are kept. Amen. I want to be a partaker and I want to have eternal life. I want to have peace and comfort and rest. I want power and might. I want deliverance and healing and all these things. And so here's the thing I just want to say to you. Keep these promises in your mind.
Yes.
All these things that Jesus promised unto us. Health, healing, power, guidance, deliverance, rest, peace, comfort, joy. Keep all these things in mind and realize that when you're going through some things, Jesus already kept his promise.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And know what our fight is? Our fight is going to be to get through all of our inner turmoil that we may be going through and the outer turmoil that we may be experiencing and the lies of the enemy, and so that we can lay hold of these promises.
Yep.
But if there's anything I'm hoping that will help you do that, is remember that tomb is empty.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we don't have to just remember that on Easter. And I know you don't. I know you better than that. Amen. That's something you carry around with you all the time. But let that be something that strengthens your faith. If the tomb is empty. Come on. If the tomb is empty and he kept that promise, then all the other promises he made, those promises are kept too. And then you lay hold of that and say, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be all messed up in my mind because Jesus left me his peace. And so you know what? I receive that peace right now by faith in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen? You fight for that thing because you understand that's a promise that belongs to you. Amen. Amen. And so let us rejoice today. Amen. Because all the promises of the Bible says, amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, all the promises in Christ are yea and amen. Amen. That means that all these promises have been kept. Amen. But Jesus has kept his promise. That's the one thing he wanted us to know, but there's so many things he wants us to know. I kept my promise. I'm out of that tomb. I kept my promise. You have eternal life, and you have everything you need in me. Amen? Everything that we need is found in Christ. So let us continue to look unto him, amen, in faith, laying hold of all those promises and not accepting anything less. Amen? Amen. Rest on your feet with me. Let's pray this morning together. Amen. We praise God that Jesus kept all his promises unto us. Father, we bless you.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That you, O God, in your infinite wisdom, O God, gave up your only begotten Son. You gave him unto us. And you gave him, O God, for one purpose. To die for our sins. For his blood to be shed, that our sins might be forgiven. But it didn't stop there. He was raised from the dead. And he is now alive and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's seated waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Yes.
And so, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that as we accept what he has done, that magnificent work on Calvary's cross, that we are saved today. The promises have been kept.
Yes.
We have eternal life. But we also have the gift of salvation, the healing, the deliverance, the strength, the might, the rest, the peace, the joy, the comfort, the presence of God in our lives, the guidance. Our needs are met and supplied. Every one of them. Spiritual needs, physical needs, emotional needs, financial needs, health needs. Everything we have. We have on the basis of the words that Jesus has spoken unto us.
Yes, Father.
The promises have been kept. We believe that the red words truly went out in our lives.
God.
And so we thank you today that tomb is empty,
yes,
but our lives and our hearts are full with the promises of God and the love of God. And we thank you right now, God, that our lives are secure in your hands.
Yes.
Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will help each one of us to walk in faith, to walk in strength, to be encouraged, and to walk in the knowledge that every promise that is made has been kept. So now let us lay hold of it. Show us how to lay hold. Show us how to appropriate them. Show us how to walk in them, oh God, to receive them. Because, Father, the price was paid, and what a price it was. And we are so thankful. So on this day, God, we lift up our risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, God, that the tomb is empty, but our lives are full of the blessings and the favor of God. And we give you all praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.